huge congratulations. Just put into words how thrilled you are with that win.
It's just like, you can't put it into words. It's just like amazing. Like, it's not a feeling that you think. You come saying, oh, I might win, but you don't actually think you're going to win. It's just amazing.
You held your nerve right at the end. Talk me through it.
It's quite difficult because with all the crowd, the lights, it all being indoors as well, it's quite like consuming, but it's quite difficult to hold the nerve. But I had a good team of people cheering me on, so it's all good.
And what do you make of this course?
It was challenging. I think it was good. I think there was the right amount of players in the first round. I think the jump off was challenging in the way you had to be experienced to get a turn. Like, it was, I think it was a good, well-built course.
And tell me a little bit about this horse.
Well, I had him since I got him after this show 2 years ago, so after Lila Bremner had him. And I've just been working on him since then. And then obviously you had COVID, so I missed about a year on him and sort of keeping it going. I went to the European Championships in summer. That was fine. And then all building up to this and paid off.
Yeah, talk about hard work being paid off. This is obviously a very memorable win for you here at Horse of the Year Show.
Yeah, absolutely, because this is my last year as well. So good way to go out.
And Hoy's for you. Just try to put into words what it means for you to compete here.
Well, it's the big one. Like, there's nothing more special than Hoy's in England. It's the one everyone wants to win.
And well done you.
Thank you so much.